Welcome back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. This is Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Bill Satterley. I hope you'll stick around for the next hour. We've got another fine set of mainstream modern jazz for you. And we're going to continue our salute to Riverside Records, that great independent East Coast label that signed up many major artists from the period from 52 to 64. And one of Riverside's biggest artists was pianist Bill Evans. And no salute to Riverside Records would be complete without playing this particular composition written by Bill Evans, Waltz for Debbie, backed up by Scott LaFaro on bass, Paul Motion on drums. This was cut live at the Village Vanguard in 1961.
Thank you.
It was pianist Bill Evans live at the Village Vanguard in 1961, backed up by Scott LaFaro on bass, Paul Martian on drums. That was Bill Evans' classic composition, Waltz for Debbie, that was cut on the Riverside label, and that was the title track from that album.
We played something by June Christie, and I thought I'd follow it up by something by her husband, Bob Cooper, from a CD, and it's a Fresh Sounds CD, entitled Milano Blues. The name of the tune is Cappuccino Time. Thank you. That was the sweet, sweet sound of Bobby Cooper on tenor sax. He's backed up with an Italian rhythm section. This CD was recorded in Milano, Italy in 1957, hence the title of the CD.
It turned out to pianist Bobby Timmons, who cut a few albums on the Riverside label, and he had a fine swinging trio for a while after he worked with Cannonball Adderley one other major group. He cut out and did it work under its own name as a trio. This is from his Riverside album, This Here, and this is a Bobby Timmons composition backed up by Sam Jones on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums.
Thank you.
Our continuing salute to Riverside Records tonight. That was pianist Bobby Timmons from his Riverside album, This Here. That was Bobby Timmons' composition. It was quite popular at the time, cut back in 1960, and some nice backup work on the rhythm section there by Sam Jones on bass and Jimmy Cobb on drums.
Prestige came out with a Cal Jader CD from the Monterey concert at Monterey, California, and there's about 13 tunes on here. Some have to do with the Cuban sound that he eventually went into, and some is just straight mainstream jazz. Features him on vibes, Paul Horn on flute, Lonnie Hewitt on piano, Al McKibben bass, Willie Bobo drums, doing a tune entitled Walking with Wally.
Thank you.
That was Walking with Wally, and that was a long walk. I bet they're tired after that.
Must have been pooped after that one. You know, Orrin Keepnews, the owner and producer of Riverside Records, was very fond of bassist Sam Jones, and you've heard him as a sideman on several tracks that we played that were produced by Riverside Records over the years. But he also gave, and it was unusual for a bass man, he gave Sam Jones an opportunity to cut three albums on the Riverside label. I'm going to play a track from his Riverside album, The Soul Society. This is a Keeter Betts composition called Some Kind of Green. And on this particular track, Sam Jones plays cello rather than bass. Keeter Betts plays bass. Nat Elliott plays cornet. Jimmy Heath plays tenor sax. Bobby Timmons is on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. Let's listen to Some Kind of Mean.
Thank you.
It was bassist Sam Jones from his Riverside album, The Soul Society. That was a Keeter Betts composition. Keeter Betts was the bassist on that track, of a tune called Some Kind of Mean, and you heard Ned Ayerly on cornet and Jimmy Heath on tenor sax.
We, from time to time, play some Billy Foster CD tunes, and he's usually associated with the Jeff Brown Trio, where Billy plays piano, Bruce Evans bass, and Jeff Brown drums. Here is a CD entitled Billy Foster Trio and Friends, and it features Billy on piano, Bruce Evans on bass, Lanny Turner on drums, Henry Johnson on guitar, Dr. Otis Williams on trumpet, Carl Cohn on sax, and Jeff on drums. Doing a Billy Foster compositions, Bee's Blues.
Thank you.
That was a Bee's Boppin'. I think I introduced it as Bee's Blues, but the Billy Foster and Friends.
Okay, we're going to turn now to tenor man Jimmy Heath, who cut a lot of albums on the Riverside label, and one of the regulars in that studio. This is an album under his own name, Jimmy Heath and His Orchestra. The album title is really big, and the tune is called Big P, which was written by Jimmy Heath, and he also did the arrangement, and all kinds of great people in the orchestra, including Clark Terry and Cannonball Adderley, Tommy Flanagan, Johnny Griffin, to name a few. Let's listen to Jimmy Heath and his big band doing Big P. On tenor sax leading up his big band from his Riverside album, Really Big, and that was a Jimmy Heath composition called the Big P.
I've played several long cuts tonight. I'm going to finish out the show with a long cut. It is Like Someone in Love. with Paul Desmond on alto sax, Ed Bickert on guitar, Don Thompson bass, and Jerry Fuller drums. And I would have to say the sweet sound of Bob Cooper is not quite as sweet as the sound of Paul Desmond on alto. So let's listen to Like Someone in Love.